Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Greg Bell's our buddy from the Tacoma News Trib. He covers the Seahawks. Greg, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good, Scott. How are you?
Good, man. Thanks for coming on the bench. So, what did you think of the deal? 4 years, $140 million, $65 million signing bonus? Because obviously, there were a lot of things that could have happened if they hadn't have done the deal. It would have, like, basically begin to be, it would have been the beginning of the end, wouldn't it, of his time there? Like, at some point or another, it would have gotten a little ugly.
Could have been, Scott, and you're right on what other things could have happened. They were, their side, I talked to, like, traded a text message at 1 in the morning about Pacific time last night with his agent, Mark Rogers, after it got done. He confirmed to me the money figures. He didn't get into exactly how the structure of the deal has come down, but it's now obvious that this is a traditional signing bonus, guaranteed money payable in future years type of deal that the Seahawks and many other NFL, most NFL teams do. And that's much more salary cap manageable for the Seahawks than what could have been. And Mark Rogers, Russell Wilson's agent, went into this hoping to be a transcendent deal that would change how NFL contracts went, tied to increases in salary caps each year with something of basically an escalator clause that would say every year Russell Wilson gets 15% of the Seahawks salary cap. So as the salary cap would go up, so would Russell Wilson's contract. That's unprecedented. It's never been done in the NFL, and I've tried. Namely Aaron Rodgers' agent last year with Green Bay. And the pushback from the teams remained, just what the Seahawks dug in on last night, saying we cannot afford to give you basically a blank check with an ever-rising salary when we're trying to fund 52 other players. And, oh, by the way, we're trying to re-sign Frank Clark. And, oh, by the way, we're trying to re-sign Bobby Wagner after this year. So the Seahawks dug in on that and would not yield. They stayed with the traditional salary structure. Unlike some other deals, Aaron Rodgers, Matt Ryan, they didn't guarantee almost all the money up front. They guaranteed it up spread over time. $70 million guaranteed within 12 months of signing, but another $37 million spread out over the rest of the deal. So the Seahawks, Scott, are in better position tonight than they were this time last night to re-sign Wagner and Clark coming out of this deal, even though they just gave Russell Wilson the richest contract in NFL history.
So they gave him... They gave him the money, and I understand the structure of what you just told me, that it turns out how it's going to play out with $70 million over 12 months, and then the rest of it spread out, blah, 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 blah. So bottom line is that they actually, at the end of the day, you're going to tell me, is they won the deal. And he actually almost, in essence, took he understood that if he doesn't accept these kind of terms, that they're going to have a major difficulty signing guys like Wagner and Clark and you know, handling the deals of all the players that we need around here to be a playoff team and to make a run. Otherwise, we just can't do this. Is that basically what happened?
That's basically what happened. And to stay in Seattle, he realized that he'd have to play by the Seahawks rules ultimately. And that the other thing the Seahawks had to worry about is if Russell Wilson got this escalator clause tied to increases in salary caps, what's Bobby Wagner going to ask for? The best middle linebacker in the game, three-time Pro Bowl All-Pro. He's going to ask for the same thing, and top of the market and escalator clause for him. And then Frank Clark at age 25 will ask for the same thing after the franchise tag situation resolves. So Wilson realized that, and then he backed off that demand. His agent last night said, okay, we won't insist on an escalator or an unconventional structure, but the more traditional one. That's what got it done, period.
So let me ask you, Greg Bell with us again from the Tacoma trip. Do you, at any point, did you feel that there was any truth to the rumors of him possibly being traded to the New York Giants? Was any of that true, or was that all bogus?
No, that was all smokescreen. That was leaked from, I believe, Russell Wilson's side, his camp, perhaps the agent, just for posturing and leveraging and making it seem like this would be a tough alternative if the Seahawks couldn't get what Russell Wilson wanted money-wise. None of it. The Seahawks were not going to trade. As long as John Schneider and Pete Carroll in charge of the Seahawks, they weren't going to trade Russell Wilson. They have cast their lot with them. There was no plan B. Hasn't been for years. Since he took them to the Super Bowl in 2013 and won it, he's their guy. And they knew when they re-signed him in 2015 that his four-year deal would end before Aaron Rodgers re-signed for top of the market, before Matt Ryan re-signed top of the market. They knew what it would cost. They didn't know the exact figure, but they knew it would be the richest deal in NFL history at the time it got signed. It was just the timing of it ending when it did this offseason. So the Seahawks were prepared completely for this. And they ended up, in the end, staying true to what they intended to do, which is, as I said, a traditional structure that will allow them to pay other players. And this is no different than every other extension they've done, and Richard Sherman and Russell Wilson and Earl Thomas before. That's the key for the Seahawks. Wilson got his money. It may be eclipsed in 2 or 3 years by Patrick Mahomes and the like, but the Seahawks kept the flexibility down the road to still sign Bobby Wagner and Frank Clark, and that's the big win.
So do you feel, Greg Bell with his Tacoma trip, do you feel that, because, you know, the Rams get all the attention. That's obvious. Not only do they get all the attention, we hear the coach is a genius all the time. Everybody's always trying to tell us he's Albert Einstein, and it's hilarious to me. But do you feel that they're a legitimate 10-win, 11-win team with him on the field every year, no matter what, based on some of the other pieces they have, the Carsons, the Locketts, the Wagners and the Clarks? Do you feel that by having him, that they're automatically, if you ask me, like a 10-win team?
Absolutely, Scott. Let me tell you, I've watched this team now every month, every season, every game, every practice for 6 years, 7 years. If Russell Wilson is good enough for 3 or 4 wins by himself with this team, and why do I say that? Because of how bad this offensive line has been at times for him. He has won games single-handedly. He's gained 90%+ of their yards. He's had his most efficient passing season of his career, still among the NFL leaders in touchdown throws, and he throws it less than anybody. This team ran the ball more than anybody in the league last year, led the NFL in rushing. And they're going to do it again because their offensive line can't pass protect. And Russell Wilson runs around for his life and plays on a sprained knee that the doctor said he should have missed 4 games, has never missed a practice, let alone a game in his career. Without Russell Wilson, Scott, they'd be the Buffalo Bills. And that's the difference between signing him and letting him go, and that's why they're never going to trade him.
So how about the fact that, Greg, that he's Mr. Christian, Mr. Perfect. He's just the nicest guy in the world. He's got a hot girlfriend, wife, whatever. I can't keep track of it. His Ciara, he's laying in bed last night. It was like watching a porno. But honestly, he's so perfect, and he's just absolutely no trouble whatsoever, right? He's been like the ideal, like the ultimate player to have. As a, you get him, you draft him, whatever, and then he turns into this, and he's just the perfect guy. Like, he's like baby Jesus, basically.
Well said. They pay for that. That's part of what they bought with this contract, the Russell Wilson brand, his entrepreneurship, Ciara being on the sidelines with the kids, and it's all part of the deal. Last night, I couldn't think of a more bizarre way to announce your new contract than under the covers in bed with your wife without your shirt on.
And did you see his teammates do a parody of it already? I think tonight he had a couple teammates make fun of him and do the same thing. They had two of the players in bed together. I forget who it was, but I know something funny happened tonight.
That will live on in infamy in the Seahawks locker room for decades. Last night, that was bizarre.
I saw something tonight on my phone. There's something out there right now about it. You can find it. Someone, one of the teammates on that team did a video, the exact same video, but it's two very ugly, hairy men laying in bed. I think it's, we got a deal, Seattle. I'll see you in the morning. Meanwhile, when he was talking, all sexy like James Bond in the video, I was actually just absolutely paralyzed looking at her. I was sitting there going, God damn, she's hot. Even at 4 a.m, with no makeup on. And then I didn't even see him. I was fixated on her with no, you know, none of that red carpet stuff going on where you get all dolled up. She was just raw dogging it. And I was like, God, she's gorgeous even like in bed, like just with hat head. I couldn't even, I'm noticing now we're not even talking about the quarterback anymore. We're just talking about her. That's at the time. I think I got to end this interview. Greg, fabulous stuff as always. I'll see you in, I don't know, after the draft or something.
Yes, sir. Anytime. We'll talk about Russell Wilson's bedroom habits next
time. I'm telling you, he's got more going on than I do. All right. Thanks a lot, Greg. I'll see you, buddy.
Thanks,
all right. Greg Bell, the Tacoma News Trib, covering the Seahawks in their fat new deal. Basically a discount they got him at. That's basically what he just told me. They won the deal. The team won. He actually got a fat deal, but it could have been a lot bigger, and it could have been a lot different. It was raises every year, 15% raise every year, no matter what the cap was. That's craziness. So they got a standard four-year deal from him that I think that they won the deal, but they still get this great quarterback, and everybody loves him. So there you go.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.